Good morning and welcome to the DFS Armor YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11 and you can find me on X at Rezzle11 Grinds. Gonna take a look at some pitching for today, the 15th of August. Man, the month is flying by already. We have a 13 game main slate. First look, just one weather issue potentially in New York. So we'll need to pay attention to that as the day progresses. Temps in the upper 70s, a couple in the low 80s. Nothing too crazy. The big win game is actually in the turbo slate, two gamer in Cincinnati, blown out to center at 16 miles an hour. Other than that, we don't really have a whole lot to worry about or deal with tonight, so let's dig in and take a look. Zach Wheeler at the top, taking on the Blue Jays. It is a pick'em currently. Game total of just 8. Wheeler did shut down this Blue Jay squad earlier this year. His overall fantasy performances have been stronger on the road. K numbers are up, home runs are down, walk rate's down. So that is a good sign coming into this one. He hasn't been overly dominant the last couple, but prior to that was rolling with some strikeouts. I think he's definitely in play. I don't see him being used very much by the field, so it won't take much for us to get overweight on him. Maybe a 15 to 20% share is all we need, but he's definitely in my pool. Jordan Montgomery at 11K, I am going to pass. Not sure why the big jump in price point, other than he pitches for Texas now. I'm not really sure. Texas is a minus 170 favorite against the Angels here, but I'm just not interested in paying 11K for Jordan Montgomery. If that's you, so be it, but I will try to make up my pitcher pool in other places. The overall pitching on the slate just doesn't feel super strong. So it is going to be interesting to see what we can put together for a pool, but as of right now, Montgomery will not be part of it. Neither will Lucas Giolito in that same game. I'm just not picking on Texas, especially in Texas. Giolito settled in last start after struggling in his debut with the Angels. He's certainly capable of putting up a strong performance, but I'm just going to wait and see with Giolito. And obviously, if he was pitching at home against Texas, I might be a little more interested. But like I said, home Texas is not somebody that I am going to pick on with a pitcher. Bailey Ober, going to be fairly popular, has had some struggles with the Tigers this year. Is striking out a ton of Detroit Tigers, but he's allowing plenty of base runners, which really hasn't fit the way he's pitched all year. His overall numbers are better at home. But he does give up more home runs. He just doesn't get wins. And that's kind of driving down his DK points per game at home. But as you see, these underlying numbers are stronger at home. Hasn't been extremely sharp of late. His last start did come against these Tigers. Does get an extra day of rest. Recent trends aren't looking great for him. He did put up a 20 spot against them. Did dominate a tough Baltimore squad. So we know that he's capable of doing it. I am going to be on him. He's a minus 190 favorite in this game. Waka in his return from the IL. I don't think I'm going to roll with him. 67 pitches in 5 innings in his second rehab start. I think he's certainly viable. I just don't know that I want to pay 10K for him or 9,800 against San Diego. If he was fully healthy and had been making multiple starts since coming off the IL, it might be a different story, but I'm just not interested in Michael Walker against the Orioles right now. That line on that game is San Diego minus 135 with a low total in the game, so maybe Vegas is going to try to convince me to use Walker as the day goes on, but right now I'm planning on not. Bobby Miller taking on the Brewers. I am very interested in Miller. Hate how his home numbers have looked really rough, but this is a Milwaukee team that's just not all that great offensively. The Dodgers are a minus 210 favorite. I think he just offers more upside than Waka does coming off the IL. So I would much rather use Miller and Ober sandwiching Waka than obviously Waka at this point. Kikuchi against the Phillies. Overall fantasy performances have been stronger at home. K rate up. Home run rate down a little bit. Been really steady of late. One earned or less in five straight starts. I don't necessarily want to pick on Philadelphia, but Kikuchi's throwing the ball well. I think there are some outs. I'm going to try to take a look into some history against some of the batters just because there are going to be left on left situations. And the Phillies just recently crushed a couple of lefties as well. So going to have to take a look at that to get an idea. Right now, I think I'm going to include Kikuchi, but he might fall into the eighth spot into my pitcher pool. Bryce Elder. I don't think I can go there. He just has not looked good. I know he shut down Milwaukee here, but aside from that, like his starts have been bad. Case did come back up last time out, but he allowed five runs to Pittsburgh. Take a look at the line in this one. Atlanta is a minus 210 favorite, but we are rocking a game total of 11 in Atlanta tonight. 11 is a strong, strong total. It's going to rival Coors. I don't. Coors has a total of 12 right now. So, going to pass on Elder. Jack Flaherty. I might have to use him. San Diego just looked lost at the plate. His two starts with Baltimore have been solid. Eight strikeouts in each. Wasn't overly sharp in his last one against Houston, but Houston had been swinging the bat really well. Can give him a slight pass on that. But I'm at least interested based on San Diego just struggling right now. That, you know, it does scare me to rely on Flaherty, but I just think he's in a much better spot overall for himself. So there's definitely upside. Adrian Houser. I am not going to go to Adrian Houser in this spot. I'm not picking on the Dodgers with, you know, a team's number four starter or whatever he is, maybe five at this point. Nick Pivetta. We'll need to watch and make sure that he actually makes the start, or at least he's announced as the long man for sure. But I love the upside in Pivetta. I know that Washington overall doesn't strike out a ton, but he's a minus 170 favorite. There's just a ton of upside in him. You know, we saw what he just absolutely dominated Oakland coming in as the long man, dominated against Atlanta of all teams, a hotter Kansas City team recently. Seattle, I mean, there's a ton of K upside in that matchup, so it happens. But I'm just a fan of the upside alone. Obviously, there's some volatility with him. You know, if there wasn't, he would have been in the rotation the entire time, but certainly intrigued as a favorite. Josiah Gray at home. I'm not interested in Josiah Gray at this point. Hendricks. Wind is blowing out to right in Wrigley, I believe. So it's not really somebody I want to rely on. He was strong against the White Sox, but I just don't think there's enough upside. I don't really want to roster him and get his, you know, get a 16 point performance. I'm just not overly excited about 16 fantasy points. So I just don't think I'm gonna make it to Hendricks. Jacob Unis set to start tonight's game. We will see if they change it and go with an opener. I think with Unis, I would rather them have an opener because I just don't think he's gonna go five innings. I could be wrong, but there certainly is upside against Tampa Bay. There are strikeouts, but It's pretty volatile. Tampa Bay's a -115 favorite right now. So I don't think I can go with Junis. Fajardo against the Twins. There's definitely K upside. It wasn't overly great against them earlier, but did have some Ks. Two starts to go, absolutely dominated against San Diego, but his Ks were down, walks were up. Dominated the White Sox at one point this year. So there's plenty of upside. And with how Minnesota does strike out, I think I'm going to have a 10-15% share of Fajardo. And if we find out that he's projected at, 10-15%, maybe I have to have 15-20. We'll kind of see as the day goes on, but I'm at least interested a little bit because of that K upside. Toussaint has been pretty decent the last few starts. The last couple, giving up 4 runs in each, but 9 strikeouts in each. One of those against a difficult Texas squad. There's certainly upside, but the Cubs have been swinging it pretty well. The Cubs are a -178 favorite right now. I don't think I can go to Toussaint, even though he's done us pretty well, especially this Cleveland start. Treated us real well at 20 fantasy points. Zach Little, I do have some interest here. There is K upside in this matchup, but it is a dangerous one. He has gone 5+ innings in 3 straight, which is nice to see. Just 1 walk as he's been stretched out, which again is very nice to see. He's not losing it in the 5th and 6th innings with control or whatever. So I'm definitely interested in Littell or Little, I don't remember how he pronounces it, but like I said, he's a road favorite in a gigantic park for pitching. I can't hate that, and there is some K upside in the matchup itself. David Peterson slowly being stretched out. He might get up to 70 pitches. I don't think I can go there. Obviously, we talked about some potential weather in New York. So there's an issue. It is cooler, wind blowing in, but I just don't think I can go there with him. If we find out that he's, fully stretched out to 80 plus pitches magically, which I don't see happening, then I will have some interest in him. But I just don't think we're going to get an uncapped Peterson. So I'm just going to let him keep going, and then maybe we use him down the road. Jordan Lyles, there's K upside in the matchup, but it's Jordan Lyles. It was strong against Boston, but it's Jordan Lyles. I mean, that's really all I can say. He has been decent in Kansas City. I don't know, his numbers are pretty strong, but does give up some home runs, so there is a worry there. Super volatile, so I just don't think I'm going to get there. But I understand if some people end up with a 5-10% share. That's just not going to be where I'm at. Bailey Falter, somebody that I liked with the Phillies, just not going to use him tonight. Slade Ciccone, projected to be the long man in this spot. Pitched in relief. Pitching in Coors, I don't think I can go there. I'll just pass. On a young arm, pitching in Coors. Sean Manaea, man, if you tell me he's for sure coming in, then maybe. But we have to wait on the San Francisco, like Junis and Manaea, piggybacking thing. We have to wait it out. But two guys down here that are definitely in play for me: Dakota Hudson, the waiting on the Oakland announcement of starting pitcher. So, but. Taking on the A's. Not a huge K guy, but there are some Ks that happen. So there is upside. I'm not going to go heavy on Hudson. Emerson Hancock, again, I'm interested. Solid debut, strong prospect, solid upside at cheap price point. So there I have it. There is my early pitching pool. If you enjoy what it brings you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get that alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.